T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh boy, Power 93.5, the Hitman and Carla. We have a dilemma this morning that is unusual to say the least. And Carla and I were talking about it off the air. And, you know, I really don't know what to think. So we'll let you guys call us up this morning and tell us what you think.
I know what to think.
We got a very frustrated email from one of our listeners. The timestamp is like 3:01 a.m., which they just sent this email like this morning. Okay? We're not going to say their name, which I'm sure they will appreciate. But this is a very, very frustrated woman this morning. Hitman and Carla, for the last 4 months, I've been dating this great guy. She has great in all caps, which is good.
Yeah.
Our relationship is awesome. I love him so much. Our families get along great. We practically do everything together. That's awesome. It sounds like a great relationship. Except for one thing. We have not had sex together. Now, they've been together 4 months. Now, she adds,
okay.
Yeah, she adds, don't get me wrong. We've done everything but actually have sex. I thought that he was waiting for me to give him a sign to, quote unquote, make a move. I've done that and more. Still, we have not gone all the way. I've dressed provocatively, kissed him passionately, even waited for him when he came over to my apartment in sexy lingerie. Still, nothing. He does get, quote unquote, excited. And I'm afraid to ask him why. Nothing has happened between the two of us. He's got to know that I'm ready to, quote, go all the way. He has never tried to initiate anything like that with me. It has always been me trying to, quote, heat things up. I know his family is extremely religious. He has told me many times that he wants to finish college before he marries, and he doesn't want kids until after he has gotten his career up and running. What can I do? I am major frustrated. I'm afraid if something doesn't happen soon between the two of us, and I have no reason to think that it will, that I may have to compromise myself. What? I don't want to do that. I'm trying not to think the worst. What can I do?
4 months?
That's nothing.
Yikes.
That's 4 months is nothing.
Red flags.
It's not a red flag.
He's obviously insecure about something, first of all.
No, you're going to say the guy's insecure. Carla.
She's practically throwing herself at this guy.
Well, it's been 4 months, first and foremost. And secondly, maybe this guy is really focused. Maybe this guy is really disciplined. Maybe this guy really has a handle on what he wants. And you know what? I think he's got a strong mental intuition about him to where he can really focus on something and not let anything distract him or take him off course. I'm proud of the young man.
Really?
Yes.
No. Either A, he's insecure about something.
Why are you going to say he's insecure?
Or B, maybe he's just not into you in that way. Friend zone, besties. Like,
stop.
Maybe you guys are just cool.
Carla.
Maybe he doesn't want to take it there. Like, he gets excited at the thought of, you know, something happening, but he just can't stay excited. Maybe he's just not into her like that. He's not attracted to her.
It's been 4 months.
That is plenty of time.
So why do you have to jump in the sack after 4 months? I mean, come on. It's been 120 days.
Exactly. That's a long... That's not a long time.
It's not that long.
Yes, for them to be like making out and doing everything but have sex, and he just won't have sex with her.
I am sick and tired of the social pressure on men to perform things that they are not necessarily ready to do. This young man clearly is not there yet with her, and he has enough respect for his mind and his body before he gives that up. And I'm proud of the young man, and I want to say, for one, don't do it if you're not ready.
Please, come on. They are grown. Sex is too important in a relationship. It's been 4 months. They've done everything, and he just stops? Like, what? Something's not right. Red flag. I don't care.
There are people who save themselves for marriage. They don't do anything until they get married.
He's saving himself for someone else. He's not into her.
Oh, come on, Carla.
He can be. He just wants to be friends or something.
Okay, 869-1093. I don't know why you are hell-bent on labeling this guy. I don't know why you want to put him in a group or a corner. I, for one, refuse to allow you to do it. And I'm sure the rest of the audience is going to call up this morning and agree with me. Who says this guy's got to be like everybody else and start having babies and he ain't married and now you become a social situation?
I just can't vouch for this guy. I think something's going on. Something's off.
Okay, fine.
Something's off.
There's nothing wrong with the kid. He's focused. 869-1093. Your calls. We want to know what you think. Abstinence. 869-1093. Call now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.